So by inference, we have now the same three distributions that I showed you before. But think about percentiles. We know that 68% of the scores fall between plus and minus one standard deviation of the mean. So as you go from the top left distribution to the next one on the right to the one on the bottom, we see how the distribution is spreading out and how the vertical lines indicate a greater distance between plus and minus one standard deviation. Regardless of how fat those distributions are, however, we have always 68% of the scores fall between plus and minus one standard deviation of the mean. So as the top left curve is very skinny, the bottom curve is much fatter, but still, if you said how many scores fall between plus and minus one standard deviation in all of those curves, the answer is 68%.